Hello everybody, Alan here. Today's podcast is about finding a satisfactory way to learn English or other languages without taking up too much time each day. Many people are very busy and maybe do not have all the time they would like to learn a language. My idea is based on my own experience, as I do not learn languages at college or at university. To be fluent in a language, we need four language skills, sometimes called language competencies: listening, speaking, reading, writing. This is the way we learn our own language. We first start by listening as a baby, and then we start to speak. Later, we will start to read and then write. I think that as learners, we always have some skills more than others. We may find it easier to speak than to listen, to read rather than to write. In any case, we can practice all four skills together when we learn. I worry about some people who spend many hours a week trying to learn and do not achieve the success they think they should do. Normally, if we work hard at something and do a lot of work, we get a lot from it. For example, if we dig a garden for many hours, we would get a lot of work done. But I don't believe this works the same with language learning. Sometimes we work hard, get tired, and learn nothing. This makes us frustrated, and then we try harder and learn less still. This is called a vicious circle in English. It means we carry on doing something again and again and achieve no more from it. My idea is that we spend just 40 minutes per day to help us avoid spending many hours a day. My meaning is that we should not work hard for many hours when this is just tiring and we do not progress. So how do we do this 40 minutes a day? My suggestion, I say suggestion because you may have better ideas than me, is to start with listening. Listening, find something to listen to, such as a podcast, a radio show, or a listening exercise from classes if you have them. Listen carefully for 5 minutes, stop, write down any important words, then listen again for another 5 minutes and also write down again any key or important words. Reading. Read a short text or part of a magazine or book that you find interesting. Read for 5 minutes without stopping and then read the same text again. Writing. Write for 5 minutes anything that you feel like. Describe what you have listened to or what you have read. Write about anything you want to. When you write, write using nouns, verbs, adjectives, prepositions, adverbs, link words. Do not worry about grammar so much. Try to get the meaning of what you want to write about into your text. Think about the people reading it, what they may think. Then read what you have written and then see if you can find any mistakes that you did not see when you started writing. Write for another 5 minutes and do the same thing again. Check all the text. speaking. Now read aloud what you were reading before and what you have written about. This will maybe take you 5 minutes. Then just speak quietly to yourself about the things you've done for 35 minutes before. Like you are telling someone about your studying and what you've just done. Don't be shy about it. This talking out loud will give you confidence to talk to other people when you have the chance. Consider your 40 minutes not just as a study. Call it a daily diary of progress. Then you can look back on this like you look on family photos or letters. Also, if you have the chance to record your voice, then do so. I think you will be surprised at your progress. Finally, I want to say that of course I'm not saying only learn for 40 minutes all the time. Sometimes, if some of you have homework or exams, then your teachers will expect that you study more. For those of us who do not go to language classes, it may be that we are feeling energetic one day. We are interested in a good book, a radio show, TV show, podcast, etc. Then maybe then we will take longer each day with our studying. The most important thing is not to get too tired or frustrated. And, of course, my idea is to help us avoid this situation. Be good, be happy, and see you next time. Bye.